Welcome back, everyone. It's Alan Scher. I'm your host for Flock and Gather. We are the only 18-minute podcast in the spa industry, and I know you know that already. We have 80,000, maybe closing in on 90,000 members around the world, and we love every single one of them. But the guy I'm going to bring on as my guest today, man, I've known him a long time. Everybody actually loves his wife more than him, but we'll talk about that later. Say hello to David Bremer. He's the sales executive, and he wears 13 other hats at Boca Terry. They're in the linen and robes business out of Deerfield Beach, Florida. Coast. David, hi. Most people know the Coen brothers. I mean, they've been it sounds like a movie, doesn't it, now, the Coen brothers?
It does. Right? It does. Yeah, Edward and Bruce.
Edward and Bruce, and they've been around the industry a long time anywhere, but this is a new gig for you, so congratulations on the move.
Thank you very much. Now, it's great to be here, and it's been a great, 30 days so far.
Oh, my God. Isn't it feel way longer, though? When I tell you we've been in Arizona 9 months, it feels like 9 years. Isn't that what 1 month feels like today?
Oh, I moved down to Florida in 91, and I still can't believe it's been that many years.
Wait, where did you move from? I forgot where you used to be.
Chicago.
Oh, in Chicago. That's right. Chicago, what were you doing up there?
Yeah. I was going to school, actually. I right after school, I started with Walt Disney World in Orlando back in 91. So I graduated college with park recreation and tourism degree, and then came to Florida in February.
You're in the perfect field for your experience.
Yeah, it's and that's where I found my passion for the spa industry. A general manager at Walt Disney World gave me the opportunity to come over to the spa, and I had one massage in my life, and she said, come on over, we need a great guest service manager. So I started in the spa industry.
Awesome.
That would have been 97.
I always love the stories. You remember your own, but it's hard to remember everybody else's story along the way as well. Yeah. So, oh, awesome. And you and I, we first met, what, a dozen years ago at Nikki's place. You were opening the spa there, right?
Yes. Yep. Spa 11 in Delray.
And I can't remember.
It may have been before then, but that's really kind of where we concreted our friendship. Yeah.
Okay. We always talk about your wife. For those of you, I know a lot of you people would know David Bremer, but his wife is Kimberly Gang, and I can't explain anything about her other than the biggest smile on the face of the earth and absolutely a world-class trainer of beyond proportions. Am I right or not?
Absolutely. Now, she is an amazing educator, worked for some great skincare brands. And she, if you want to know an ingredient and what it does, she knows, she knows the details.
I know she's on hiatus and she's relaxing, and you should keep her in the lifestyle she's become accustomed to. But when she's ready to go back to work, I want to hear from her, because I got companies lined up who would love to hire somebody like Kimberly.
She's finishing her aromatherapy certification right now.
Good. I love it. And that being said, we always have the fortunate ability to go on your boat when we're in Texas. So, I was just talking to Bert Beeler, who said to say hello to you. He's in California, Pino, and they're getting ready to come back to market as well. But he was mad at me. He says, I never got invited on David's boat trips. Okay, there'll be another time as the world comes back together.
Right? Well, this year's coming up. Yeah, we took a hiatus this year and didn't get the opportunity, but looking forward to, is the show in November?
I care later in the year. IECSC.com. It's on there somewhere for what the shows are. Wait, so David, you finished your last gig. You were at Old Palm Beach, which is an amazing spa, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Opportunity to segue and go over to Boca Terry. Tell us, how did that happen that you ended up moving on to the, as I always call it, the dark side?
Well, I was working with WTS at OSPA, and then I was doing some task force work, assisting them at the other Florida properties down in Miami, and then I was offered this position with Boca Terry, having a kind of a long-term relationship with them, purchasing the linens in the past and the robes with this opportunity, and they just moved. We just moved to a new warehouse. We were in Hillsboro, and then we moved over to Deerfield Beach, Florida, expanded the warehouse, and moved into some beautiful new facilities.
Awesome. And Deerfield Beach is cool. What's the key point people would know where it is?
Actually, very close to Boca, so kind of between Boca and Fort Lauderdale.
Got it. Well, everything between Miami and Jupiter is kind of one city now, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely one lane of traffic. It's just
good old 95, right? Or five, whatever that is. 95?
It's brutal.
Oh, and people drive. I remember when we first rolled, we used to have a home in the Palm Beach area many moons ago. But when we first started spending winters down there, and people used to say to us, remember that the speed limit is only a suggestion, because people go like 90 or 100 down the freeway there.
Oh, yeah. If you're driving a Maserati or a Lamborghini, you have to keep up.
Yeah, you got to be in the fast lane, don't you, too, for that matter, you know? And Bruce and Ed, they've been in the robes and linen business a long time, right? Do you know a little bit of their history or how they ended up there?
Yes. Yeah. They started on 1996. They were both in the garment factory, or their family was in the garment industry. And Bruce was out in San Francisco, I believe. And he got together, and Edward was living in Boca. And they said, we need to go into the robe business. Just kind of transitioning from the garment business, the family, into the robe business for hospitality. So that's how they got the name Boca Terry. They put together where Edward was living and what they were selling.
Oh, man, I love it. I mean, what an easy way to do it. And of course, they've been around, and you guys are in Donna Smith's spa down the street, but you're also in the Four Seasons and the Westins and O Spas and everything else along the way, correct?
Yes, we distribute, you know, US-wide and actually worldwide as well.
Yeah, David, what's special about Boca Terry? Why would people want to? What's the website, by the way? Is it bocaterry.com?
Bocaterry.com. Yeah, very simple.
And what would make people want to reach out to you? What are those 1, 2, 3 key points that people really enjoy about being a client of yours?
You know, first is our robes, you know, just the quality and selection of the robes, ranging in different sizes, different price structure. So robes was our first and our main passion. And then actually we expanded into other Terry products, the towels, pool chair covers, room linens. So really a one-stop shop for all the soft goods needed for hospitality.
Got it. And is there a story like they're sustainable, they're green, or do they have causes they support? Breast cancer awareness, pick something, whatever it is. Give us a little background on that.
Actually, one of the items I guess we were talking about is the Medi robe that we've gotten developed. So the Medi robe actually, you can take any of our robes and convert it to a Medi robe. So really getting into the hospitality in the hospital and patient care, you know, making sure that individuals are comfortable, especially in these times when, you know, you're away from your family and family can't sometimes even visit other individuals in the hospital while they're there, of providing that comfort that they would have maybe at home, but in the hospital. So really that patient care is kind of one of the specialty areas that we've gone into.
Well, and this goes back to quality and selection and price and levels of fit. I mean, you're just covering a lot of the gamuts. So the medical spa business stayed open pretty much during the last year. So I'm guessing you guys stayed busy as well. But what makes a medical spa robe? Well, I'm sure it's on your website too at bocaterry.com. But tell us real quick, what makes a medical robe a medical spa robe?
Well, you know, we're not talking about this gowns that they have in the hospital. It's really taking one of our robes, and our most popular is our microfiber unlined robe. It's a good weight, but it also has the access points. So for example, for the sleeves, has snaps all the way down from the cuff to the shoulder. So if somebody's taking a blood pressure in a room or doing an IV, it's very easy for the access. You don't have to slip off a shoulder or disrobe in any way. It's the medical professionals have access for those tests without discomforting to get, you know, if somebody's in there for an injury, it's very uncomfortable to move. This way they can just take the tests and the blood or the blood pressure right there without removing the robe. And then also in the And then in the pocket too, there's holes for ports. So if you have a blood or a heart monitor, they can wire it through without having to take the robe on and off.
It's a great idea. And let's face it, no one likes wearing hospital gowns anyways, right? If you have to be in the hospital, you don't want a gown. David,
it's kind of cold in the back.
That's an awesome idea. I love it. People should look that up when they come to your website. I want to go to pool chair covers too, because this to me is so critical. I'm going back a few years, but I can't remember where. Oh, Kathy and I, we were at the Four Seasons in Lanai, and we're down at the Manelli Bay Resort. They have two Four Seasons there. And they have spectacular pool covers on the chairs. And it's the first, when you use a pool cover on your chair for the first time, you go, oh, this is the way a towel is supposed to sit on the chair, right? It changes the way you think about how a towel fits a chair.
Oh, absolutely. And just the luxury feel to it. You know, you're not putting two or three towels down on that kind of come off. You know, that is really a layer of protection too, that, you know, the guests prior, you know, right now during COVID, guests want to know things are sanitary and they're their first use. Very easy to change out for the staff between each guest. And then also it saves the quality of the furniture. I mean, anywhere from suntan lotion to different oils or water, it protects the furniture. So it's really protecting the asset and also making it much more comfortable and luxurious.
Frankly, I'm going to make a note. Yeah. I got to order a couple of those because I have two loungers at home, and it's stupid that the towels are a pain in the butt and they never stay up there, but I need to get some. Don't let me.
Well, you'll have to send me the measurements. Maybe there's something we can do for you.
All right. Awesome. David, let me segue for a quick sec with you. Oh, well, let me go back. We've been talking with David Bremer today. He does sales and a million other things because we're all wearing 13 hats today, aren't we? He's at Boca Terry. It's linens, it's robes, it's medical spa robes. It is so much stuff there in Deerfield Beach, Florida. So make sure you reach out to David at bocaterry.com. David, Florida's been open and open the whole time. And what, other than that little spat in Miami over spring break, everything seemed to have operated pretty clear down there. Can you go eat inside in restaurants and stuff too? That's not a problem?
Not a problem. There's some limited capacity and there's requirements to wear a mask while you're not eating and circulating around the restaurant, but otherwise they're open.
Okay, so what's the spa business like? If you go to your old stomping grounds at the old Palm Beach and stuff, is the spa 100% open, or are there restrictions in spa in Florida also?
There are some restrictions, and actually we opened at the O back in July 1st of last year, so it was very early. We followed the CDC guidelines, limited capacity, took out a lot of the chair covers or the common food items, and the therapists were wearing masks and gloves at the time. But otherwise, it was all open, and steam rooms and saunas are closed.
Yeah.
And Florida's kind of unique where, you know, from city to city, the rules change. So in the fitness center in Miami, you have to wear a mask. You step across a border into Broward County, masks aren't required while working out.
But the spas in general seem to have been doing, most of the distributors or manufacturers I talked to said, you know, if it wasn't New York, New Jersey, California, a spate of others, they were still doing business during the year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And actually more, in some cases, more than the prior year. We did miss, you know, where Miami had Miami Spa Month in the prior years. We didn't have those type of discounted rates, right. But people were ready to come for their staycations and get away from, get away from where they were in the normal and come to a safe environment, because the resorts did a great job as well. But in spas, still move forward. And the therapist did an amazing job, you know, sticking to it, following the protocols and making sure everybody was safe.
I can tell you, a lot of my old Minnesota friends were spending time in Florida over the winter because Minnesota was locked down solid. Yeah. You couldn't do a thing up there. Of course, when it's minus 40, you don't want to do a thing anyways up there in the winter. So escaping to to Florida is always a good one. What about travel? Will our listeners start seeing you guys at shows and stuff? What do you guys do about that for the year?
I think so. Yeah, we're looking at the upcoming shows starting in, let's say, July and August of doing in-person. And actually, we have with the Florida Spa Association done some in-person already. They had some great protocols as far as keeping everybody safe, but we did one down at Ocean Reef actually early in the year or late last year. So they've started back just with safety protocols.
Good. Well, we know Alana Moses and her team do an amazing job. And they,
yes,
they, as I did a podcast with her and she reminded me, they focus on Florida. Florida is their home and they focus on it. And that's what makes them really good about doing good. Look it up, people. Florida Spa Association.
And really, you know, that first show, you're kind of nervous going into it, but you know, you follow the protocols and it's safe to go back and start to do some of those things as long as you maintain those protocols.
Well, I've got a couple virtual shows first coming up. The Skin Games, I'm the MC for, and then I'm doing the vendor intro for Lisa Michaelis and her team at Live Love Spa for Heal Together. And then hopefully third week of May up in Joyce Jameson, who does the Global Beauty and Wellness shows. She's going to be up at the Montage in Deer Valley. And I think that will be my first travel show. So we'll see how it goes so far, you know. David, I miss Florida. Mm-hmm. I miss you. I miss Kimberly Moore, but I'm glad you're ensconced at Boca Terry, and I hope to get down there and see you guys soon.
Looking forward to, and then looking forward to this week listening to you at Live Love Spa.
Awesome. Thanks a ton, and good luck. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.